Segment 27A, Introduction. This highly exciting lecture traces the development of American foreign policy, with a little domestic policy thrown in, from the beginning of World War I to the end of World War II. Although victory in World War I promised a safer world for all involved, the reality was rather different. The dawn of World War II found the U.S. still reeling from the Great Depression, and none too eager for foreign entanglements, especially foreign entanglements involving Germany or Japan. In segment 27B, Safe for Democracy, we take up World War I, the conflict which, according to Woodrow Wilson, would make the world safe for democracy. The United States had done its best to stay out of the war, but German aggression ultimately forced the United States in. The Americans played a key role in the Allied victory, and they hoped to bring along a moderate peace along the line of Wilson's 14 points. Yet the Allies and the American Congress alike rejected Wilson's 14 points initiative, with disastrous results. Because of the harsh 1919 Treaty of Versailles, Germany was punished too heavily, and Japan was left effectively out in the cold. Soviet Russia was ignored. All of this would cause later consequences.